What's up, everybody? This is BJ Murphy. You're listening to the 20 Minute Morning Show. Today is Wednesday, March the 9th, 2022. Of course, the 20 Minute Morning Show is being brought to you by our good friends at Low Cost Airlines. Low Cost Airlines, they practically giving away tickets. Low Cost Airlines, they usually discount tickets like 70%. So the deep discounts are going on. They're trying to get everybody to travel again. So Low Cost Airlines is your source for deep discounted tickets. I want you to call right now and lock it in. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. Low Cost Airlines will hook you up with a great low price for you and your family to travel this summer. All right, y'all. If you're going to a Buckhead, Atlanta, if you black, you might not want to go. You might not want to go there. There is some controversy going on in that place. And this is going on all over the country. A white woman was upset with this black man who parked his car too close to her. Then she started screaming, "This is why we want to separate. This is why we want to take Buckhead back." And if you know the backstory of Buckhead, is, you know, it's the exclusive area of Atlanta. It's where all the money is. And the tax base that supports the city of Atlanta is in Buckhead. And Buckhead, recently, the resident said, "We want to separate from Atlanta. We don't want to be a part of Atlanta. The crime is just going crazy. We want to get our own police force so we can protect ourselves. Thus, we want to separate." And this is how the incident went down between her and the brother. And the brother, at the end, he's screaming, "I got more money than you." You know, that's what... And he probably did, because he was driving a Mercedes and she was driving like a regular car. But this is their interaction. Just listen to it.
"Look how far I'm away from her car. She over here started screaming at me, yelling at me, told me, 'Ah, you about to hit my car.'
We must separate.
Separate what?
From Atlanta.
What?
This is why we want Buckhead back. We want to take Buckhead back.
I got more money than you. I got more money than you.
We want to take Buckhead back from you. From you." So what was she really saying? I'm going to tell you what she was saying. "We don't want no niggas in Buckhead. We tired of looking at y'all, walking our malls, moving neighborhoods that we moved to get away from y'all. Now here you come." That's the attitude. It's even going on in Charlotte, in my own city. There's an exclusive area called Ballantyne, where the white residents want to separate from the city of Charlotte. They want to separate from the urban area. They are the tax base that upholds Mecklenburg County, and they want to separate. Just like the citizens of Buckhead, they upheld Fulton County. They want to separate. And they want to separate from black people. Let's just call it what it is. They want to separate from black people. "I don't like being around you. I moved away from you. I don't want to see you. And I want to separate." Well, black people should be saying the same thing. "What do you mean, Brother BJ? You always talking this black stuff about separation. You're going to have to separate. You already separated. You live in a poor neighborhood. You don't have health care. You don't have a job. You don't have a savings account. You don't own any businesses. You already separated. You live on the other side of the tracks." And they deliberately did that during the 1970s when they built these interstates through the black community and all the major cities, called it urban renewal, which meant remove the Negroes and separate the boundaries. You stay over here, just like in Charlotte. You got South Charlotte, which is rich. They call it the Wedge. And right where the Panthers play, they tore all the neighborhoods down, just like they did all over the country in Atlanta. And they took it from you. The wealth of the city was taken away from black people. And then white people moved out because, believe it or not, the majority of white people could care less if you got a piece of bread to eat at night. The majority, and I said all of them, I said the majority of them do. How can you say that? Because look at our people walking up and down the street with backpacks and garbage bags in their hands because they don't have nowhere to stay. Because we were run through an education system that supported white supremacy and crushed the black male and black people in general. And we keep sending our children to these institutions that have been proven to crush our children and prepare them for jail. Why wouldn't you want to separate from that? Intelligent people do that. You know, when the white people, when they build these schools out in the suburbs, you know, the Catholic school or the Montessori school, whatever they call it, these parents got together and said, we don't want our children to be exposed to these people. So let's build something of our own. Let's insulate our children from the madness. They do that. Why can't you do that? What's wrong with us that we don't have enough self-respect to build our own institutions to make sure that our children have a better future? No, we can't do that. We can't do that. You can't. You got to get along with everybody. But everybody don't want to get along with you. How could you, in this time of history, be so dumb? And we in last place in every category. Don't even talk about the health disparities, and we don't have health insurance, and they work night and day to make sure that we didn't have any health care. At least Obamacare tried to do something for you, but they fought against that. But yet they want to give everybody a vaccine like they care about you so much. And now you don't have to take one. What was in the vaccine that they wanted you to take it? So we're going to do some more stories on this. See, look, we only got one life to live. We're not going to tell the truth. Then sit down talking about you represent black people with your cowardly self. Can't even speak up for yourself, and you in last place. I'm not talking about you, because if you're listening to this show, you know how I feel about it, because you come back every time and you listen to me, and you know that I don't have any dislike for human beings. I don't come off like that. All I'm saying, I'm talking about self-respect. Self-respect. God let you into this universe as a sovereign individual who had rights of the universe. But somebody got in the way and made you feel less than who you are. I'm going to talk about that one day, because one of my brothers called me the other day. He dropped, you know, you always hear that thing, you know, you beat a billion sperm to the egg and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. But nothing ever changes with your attitude. But when I get my thoughts together on that, I'm going to drop that. And we're going to change some people's mentalities. But just what I've said enough is enough to make you just think. Why would you, in this time of enlightenment, hold on to this old slave mentality that I got to do it this way instead of creating a new way? And that's what God is going to force you to do. Because if you think it's going to get better than this, with no new thought being put out there in the universe, people doing the same thing, marching and singing old Negro hymns, you think things going to change? And I'm sorry, white people, I got to say this. Then you dealing with a group of people that don't give a damn. You're not dealing with Bull Connor and his crowd from the 1950s. You're dealing with the children. So if you know better than your fathers, and the scripture says, prepare slaughter for the children for the iniquities of their fathers. Then if I was a white person, I would be doing everything I could to reverse the curse that's coming. Because this is in your Bible. And if you know that white people have done a dastardly thing, that's why it's critical race theory. They don't want you to know about the evil. They don't want their children to know about the evil that was done to us and continues to be done to us. I heard on NPR the other day, this guy was talking about, you know, America has an obsession with putting black men in jail. Like they have a fetish for putting us in jail, seeing us in a subjugated manner. I'm sorry, I got to stop. Move on to my next story. I could talk about this all day. But it just makes me so intensely angry internally with us. I'm talking about black people, the way we think about our lives. And you care so much about what other people think about what you're doing in terms of making a better future for you and your children. I'm telling you, this world has to be put to death. Otherwise, you and your children will continue to suffer. And you about to suffer unspeakable horror because famine is coming. It's coming. And the war is coming. I was telling my wife, we was riding yesterday, and I'm going to move on to the next story after this. I was telling my wife, said, if we're not living out the scriptures of the Bible, it said there will be wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes in diverse places. They was talking about the big earthquake that was scheduled at any time to be in San Francisco. They say that place is done. It's just, when is it going to happen? Is it going to happen today? Is it going to happen next week? Is it going to happen a year from now? But it's done. And if you're still in that area, I would be trying to get out. Wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes in diverse places, pestilence. Have you heard about the flying spiders that's going to blanket the East Coast this summer? These daggone spiders, they're spider web. They can make a spider web that will be like a parachute, and they can fly for hundreds of miles. And they say the thing's going to blanket the East Coast. I don't know if you've seen the news reports on it, but I'll have more details on it. And then it said famine is coming. You already heard that people are stocking up on staple goods right now. And if I were you, I'd go buy me some beans, stock them up. I'd go buy me some water, stock it up. Because, see, brothers and sisters, what you think won't happen absolutely will happen. And I'm telling you, you are living in that time. I know you can't believe it. It's 2022. You got a big screen TV. You got a Mercedes, BMW. You know, you go to the football game, whatever. But you think that we're not living out the scriptures. Oh, my God. And one more thing I'm going to add. If you don't think that America is Sodom and Gomorrah, and it's probably 50 times worse, and if you don't think God got something for us for promoting this alternative lifestyle and trying to make it mainstream, and he destroyed Sodom for that type of activity, we're in trouble. You're not thinking right. We're not thinking right. I could really end the show right here. I could really end the show right here. Matter of fact, I am going to end the show right here. This is enough for us to digest today. I want to talk about, on the next episode, Melinda Gates was on CBS this morning with Gayle King, and she talked about Bill Gates and his affairs, and I'm going to go into that because he was the one that was pushing the vaccines. And if this man is a liar, he lied to his wife, lied to his family, lied to his business partners. He's having these affairs with all these women. He's hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein, who's, she said, was the very embodiment. Melinda Gates said he was the embodiment of evil. And he still hung around him. And he was a known pedophile. And then this man comes before the world and asks us to take a vaccine. Oh, brothers and sisters, we in trouble because we don't really think for ourselves. And you trust people too much because they got money. But what did the scripture say? It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to get into heaven. That's Bill Gates. And everybody's going to pay for what they did, making these people take this vaccine and seeing the results of what's going to happen after that. It's going to be really, really sad. But I'm going to tell you how to get out of it. All right, y'all. 20-minute morning show. Thank y'all for listening. Oh, I got to give a shout out to my man, Russell LaForce, who emailed me a beautiful letter, said, BJ, I listened to your podcast for 230 plus episodes. Thank you. Thank you, man. He said, I find it informative. The subjects of racism and discrimination concern me, I don't know how much your show influences me, but I'm more aware of what is around me and how history plays into this. And I'll go into his letter a little bit more, but it was really kind of you to write me, Russell LaForce. And if you want to write me, it's BJ at BJ Murphy Media. That's BJ at BJ Murphy Media for the 20-minute morning show. Thank y'all so much for hanging out with me. And I hope I don't offend people, but I got to tell the truth as I understand it. Otherwise, God will kill me.